Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With Podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop! Pop.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I'm so proud to love and support BTS. We are so fucking lucky to be able to watch these performances and see them succeed.
Oh, yes, I agree. Or I'm still a pathetic sack of sobs for BTS.
Then you're in the right place. So this week we are, of course, talking about Mama. This is just, we've said it for a few weeks now that we're going to talk about it, and finally it's over and it's time to record. So it's Mama time.
Yeah. I didn't know that the Mama Awards went on that long. It was like a whole week ordeal because they did in Japan and also like Hong Kong. So I guess I didn't follow it as closely last year.
Yeah. I mean, last year, 2017, even though it seems like so long ago, we were still pretty new fans, and I don't even know we weren't even on Stan Twitter yet. Like, we were still only on Instagram and YouTube, and you don't even get like much information from Instagram or YouTube.
I voted for Mama, but I don't remember like figuring out how to really watch it, which I think this year was the first time they streamed it. Like Mnet streamed it.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So people got to watch all over the world. How great.
Yeah. Like, you could have watched it live either on V Live or on Mnet's YouTube channel, which is how I watched it. And awesome. Awesome that they did that this year.
I should have stayed up and watched it, but I didn't, or like got up early or whatever. But
I was up early one of the days anyways for work. So I was just like watching it when I was getting ready, but it was really hard to like go to work cause I just wanted to keep watching. But
yeah, cause it was still going on. Yeah.
And it was so good. Mm-hmm. So this year, BTS and kind of like the people around them, who support them and make music for them and work with them, got a ton of awards. At Mama. So we're just going to list off some of them. So Best Producer of the Year went to P-Dawg, which is just so deserved.
Yes, yes. And then Best Choreographer of the Year went to their choreographer, Sun Sung Duk,
mm-hmm. who does like a lot of their choreography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
And then the best art director of the year went to MUE for Fake Love.
Mm-hmm. And then what is super exciting is best executive producer of the year went to Bang PD, which is so exciting. Yes. It's just so cool to see all of the people that work with them to get these awards.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I think it's just cool to be able to recognize, like, it's not just them. It's so many people around them, so many people, like, working for them and with them and, like, to literally make them their music. And, you know, like, it's incredible.
Yes.
So for the Mama Fans Choice Awards in Japan, the favorite music video went to Idol. And the Worldwide Fans Choice Top 10 also went to, or BTS was a part of that, as well as Favorite Male Dance Artist and Worldwide Icon of the Year. All of those were received by BTS, yes?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of this Worldwide Icon of the Year before. I don't know if that was new or what, but I remember that was a big deal on Stan Twitter. They're like, wow, they won Worldwide Icon of the Year. So super exciting for them.
Yeah, really big deal.
Mm-hmm. So then at Mama Hong Kong, they won Global Fans Choice Award, which they won with Fake Love. They won Best Asian Style, Best Music Video of the Year with Idol, and then Album of the Year with Tear. And this was their first year winning Album of the Year, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, they won for the third year in a row, they won Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
Which is like, these are the biggest awards that you can get really in like K-pop culture. This is just this is such a big deal.
Yeah. Album of the Year and Artist of the Year. Very crazy. And actually when they won Album of the Year, that award was right after their Idol performance. And so when they went up stage to accept that award, they were like all like sweaty and like out of breath. And like, they didn't want to, it seemed like they didn't want to talk because they were just like
exhausted. Trying to catch their breath.
So for that speech, Namjoon actually spoke a lot. So he said that he wanted to give the honor of the award to all of the armies watching all around the world. He went on to say, also, we've received the honor of Album of the Year award this year, as well as the artists here today. There are also so many great artists who are struggling at this moment to create their albums. I don't think that we're receiving this award because we're better or greater than them. So I want to give the honor to them too, which is just like,
I love that. Wow. Yeah, it just shows how humble he is. And like, they all know what it's like to have been there where they were struggling to make an album or trying to break through and be noticed. And so for them to be standing up there receiving Album of the Year award and then to also dedicate it in honor of all the other artists there that night and like around the world, really. I mean, he was just, he's just such a sweetie and he's so thoughtful and kind.
God.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. They're just so amazing. Like,
I know.
Damn.
Yeah. So we're also going to talk about the acceptance speeches given by most of the members. I guess Jungkook didn't do it, but we're going to talk about the acceptance speeches given during the Artist of the Year award. Yeah. So this is going to be rough because it just makes me want to cry.
Like, first of all, it starts with J-Hope and like he cries. So, you know, like we all cry, like it's just, so J-Hope starts and he says, "Army, I worried a lot before coming here. I want to show you all the best time without any mistakes. So we always prepare with worried hearts." And he says, "This award, I would have cried today no matter if we won this award or not." And like, he started crying in the middle of that sentence.
Yeah, this is when he started to really break down.
And he just like, within like 2 seconds, you see him smiling, like, you know.
That
and then
part
all
kills
of a sudden,
me.
He just switches to this like I mean, this like so painful, sad face.
Yeah, and like it's just, his face is like tremoring. He's just so sad. And the thing that like just is so heartbreaking about it is he goes from grinning, like he's just smiling as wide as he can, and he's looking out at all the armies, and you just see within those 2 seconds his face completely change, and he's like really trying his best to hold back these tears that are forming. And it's like, he's always wearing a smile, and it just makes me sad that he could actually be, you know, really like overworked on the inside, not overworked. He can be really like going through a lot during that time, even though he's just putting on a smile for all of us. Like that to me is what's so heartbreaking about it.
Because they've worked so hard, and like we've loved them the whole time, like as much as we can, but they work so hard all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, it's this amazing connection. And I feel like he looked out at all the army out there and just could not hold it back, you know, just thinking about how hard they had worked and how much like army had paid them back for it. Mm-hmm. And like with support. And anyways, he says he thanks army and he thanks all of the members. And he says that he loves us. And then he has to like turn around and he literally walks away, like feet away from everybody else, back to the camera. And he's like, you know, just crying and like trying to get himself together. Mm-hmm. It's just,
I know. And then when Jimin notices that he was crying, Jimin like rests his chin on his shoulder. Oh my God. And it's so sweet. Yes. It's so loving. So then Jimin, right after J-Hope walks away and like we're all super sad, Jimin comes up and he's not crying yet. And he goes, "Ami," it's so cute. And he says, "Thank you. Over the year, there could have been many hard times, you know. We had times where we got together and had discussions. What we felt is that we have so many people around us, so we want to thank you guys for always giving us encouragement. We really wanted to receive this award here again. Your pride in us is our pride. We will show a better side of us next year and show you guys this award again." Which, like, they're always like, "We'll do better. We'll work harder." I'm like, how? You're already working so hard. You don't need to do any more.
God, please rest.
Yeah, we don't want you to work. We want you to rest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like this is like just kind of like one of those obligatory type speeches, I feel like, that they have to say, like, you know, thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, I think it's in their training.
And I feel like he kind of ends up kind of holding back tears a little bit at the end, but like not really. He's kind of like powering through his speech as much as he can.
Oh, he ends up crying later on, I think, when like Taeyong's giving his speech.
Yeah, he really does.
But what's so funny about his speech, though, is like he's kind of rambling a little bit. He's not rambling, but he's just saying a lot. He has a lot to say. And he looks over back at Namjoon, and Namjoon like puts his hand over his mouth and whispers something to Jimin, like, "Okay, you're done. Like, move on." And he kind of laughs, and he's just like, "Kansamida," and he leaves.
He's like, "Wrap it up."
Yeah.
What else was I supposed to say? Nothing. You're done. So next was Taeyong's speech, and his speech gets very emotional as well. He says, "Mom and Dad, who are watching this, thank you for taking care of me. This award is unbelievable, and I will become a hardworking singer who isn't an embarrassment to this award." We received so many. I know, like, And then he says, "We received so many amazing awards at the end of the year. Army is such a meaningful gift. Thank you so much, and I love you." And, like, he starts crying, and, like, Jimin starts crying, and everybody starts crying again. God, Jungkook cries. Like,
Jin
we all got it
too.
Together.
Jin was crying during, like, J-Hope's speech.
Jin was like really tearing up earlier.
I think Jun cries too, and so does Yoongi, but theirs are a little bit like more hidden.
honestly, during June, like during the speech, I feel like June is like smiling a lot. Like he is just smiling through the tears. Like tears could be welling up in his eyes, but he cannot help but smile. Like he has this huge fucking smile on his face so many times in the background. And it kind of like, I notice it because everyone around him is like fucking weeping, but like he's like, he can't hold it back. Like he's so happy.
Yeah.
Which is like, I mean, it's just how he was. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So then Yoongi goes up and gives his speech and he says, "Thank you, armies. I'm happy to be receiving the Artist of the Year. Armies who are watching us, I will consider this an award by you and will work hard. I want to thank our families who gave birth to us seven brothers. 2018 was a year that made me wonder if I could be this happy in my life. I will make 2019 an even more amazing year." Yeah, so he said, like, it felt surreal pretty much for him that he was so happy in 2018, and he started to question, can I really be this happy?
And, you know, like, Yoongi doesn't say things without meaning them, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, he really said 2018 was a year that made me wonder if I could be this happy. Like, this was such a good year for them and for him, which is just amazing to hear that coming from him. So what Yoongi says is different in contrast to kind of like what we get from Jin. Like, it makes us think differently a little bit. He said, "I remember early this year, we were mentally struggling at the beginning of the year. While talking amongst ourselves, we even considered disbanding. I think it's so fortunate that we got ourselves together and was able to bring good outcomes. I want to thank my members who've helped me get myself together and the armies who love us." So them saying, Jin saying, "We even considered disbanding," like at the beginning of this year, that's just...
it's shocking.
I mean, it's a loaded statement. It's shocking to hear, but it's also like, and it makes us want to go back and look at things, which I honestly, I saw a lot of people on Twitter being like, "Well, don't use this as a reason to go back into BTS and look at what they were doing and posting in January." Like, and it's like, well, why not? Like, don't you kind of want to know, like, this is what we do about BTS. We like, you know, try to understand everything. Like, we're fucking obsessed. So like,
one of our listeners messaged us on Instagram and she was like, "Do you know of anything that was going on that stood out to you at the beginning of the year that BTS was doing?" And this was before I had even watched the speech, so I was like, why is she asking me this? And I think that's what she was curious about too, is like, what was going on with BTS during that time? Like, what were we missing, basically? What were we not reading into?
I mean, like, they just got off tour.
Yeah.
And they're like, they put out an album before they were off tour. They were expected to put out another album by April. Like, they, you know, they put out like so much stuff this year, and they knew that they had this like tight schedule, and they just got off of like world tour and touring. Like, we've talked about it before, how tiring.
And J-Hope's, I thought of J-Hope's mixtape, like that came out in March. So I don't know if it was like January, February where they were thinking about disbanding. But I'm like, wow, J-Hope had to have been under a lot of stress during that time because his mixtape was about to be released.
Yeah. And I mean, I even saw people say, well, look at Mono. Namjoon said Mono was 2017 Namjoon, like represented. And so like that year, even though they were on tour with the Wings tour and they had Love Yourself Her, like, and they were, you know, gaining more and more success and more fans.
Yeah. I mean, they went to
it must have been so
AMAs.
Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went to the AMAs, they went to Billboard again, like, they had some huge successes, but how fucking terrifying, like, they probably never expected to get to that type of level and that recognition. And two, it's like, their schedule for the first time was always packed, always full, always busy, that entire year of 2017. So it's like, and I mean, on Burn the Stage, we saw that fight. We saw that fight between Jin and Taeyong. And I mean, they showed one. How many do you think realistically, if you're like on tour all the time with people that you see all the time, when it becomes like your best friends or your family, like,
yeah, and that was
arguments happen.
Yeah. I mean, they all live together too. So imagine just those kind of arguments that come naturally with having a roommate or whatever, even though they've been living together forever, but they're together all the time. And I'm sure like making music together, there's a lot of disagreements and a lot of discussion that has to happen between all of them to agree on what they want certain songs to sound like and working with other producers. It's just, I guess the idea of them going and talking together and actually considering disbanding, it's shocking, but it's also not shocking because it's like, imagine the stress they're under and how easily they probably get, they can get burnt out basically.
Well, also, I mean, they've been working since 2013. They were working for, you know, some of them like 2 years before that. Like they're at that point, we're reaching kind of the burnout stage for a lot of idols.
Yeah.
So it's like that like played a factor as well. So there's a lot going on at that time.
Yeah. And just how physically demanding this career is too. I mean, having to do those concerts, like I can see how you can easily get burnt out because if you're not in the studio, you're like on the stage performing or on the road or in an airplane. I mean, they're just constantly going. It's just so sad, but I totally understand why they had this conversation. But then, I mean, just a couple months ago, they re-signed their contract with Big Hit for 7 more years.
Yeah. So, like, now that we know that, hearing that from Jin, it doesn't make us, like, worried. It doesn't make us, like, scared because we know that they re-signed their contract for 7 more years. And when they did that, I talked about this on Twitter a few days ago. But, like, when they re-signed their contract, we remember thinking, wow, like, how happy they must be with Big Hit. How, like, you know, content they must be together. How much they love must, like, working together. This is amazing. We never see, you know, anybody in any industry re-signing a year before their contract is up. But like they did. And it's crazy to think that at that time, only like, I don't know what, 8 months, 9 months prior, we don't really have a timeline. It could be less than that. They had considered disbanding. So I think maybe it was just like the tiredness of everything, the full schedule, the tour, the comeback, the, you know, upcoming events and everything, combined with like, you know, burnout.
I don't know
what Big Hit must have done to like help them or, you know, save them or whatever they did to keep them.
I can't imagine the conversations they all must have had to, I mean, to get seven guys all together. I mean, they're like brothers basically, but to have to all agree like, hey, we're in it for 7 more years. Let's do it. Let's all sign the paperwork. I mean, that's, I feel like that would be really difficult to do. I mean, yeah.
Well, I just want to kind of like wrap up this disbanding conversation by saying like, I just hope that they get more rest time in the future. If this was like a contributing factor, I hope that they get more downtime. I hope that they know that all of their fan base all over the world will not stop loving them or appreciating them or following them at all if they don't put out music at the same rate that they are putting out music. Like, we will be okay. Like,
yes,
please rest, like take care of yourself, put your happiness first, like, you know, please. Because
and
it would be the worst if burnout was, you know.
And even if they did disband early from their 7-year contract, like, we will still love all of them forever. I mean, the love, the love is unconditional. And we prioritize their happiness and their health over, you know, all of the music that they provide us. I mean, we really do love and care about them. So,
as people, so anyways,
we forgot to mention that Taeyong, when this conversation happened, completely lost it.
Oh my god, yeah, he did.
That was so crazy for me to see too. I was like heartbroken. Not only was it like, wow, Jonah's talking about disbandment, but right when he mentions it, I mean, Taeyong just completely drops his head and he could not, like, he was crying so much on stage. And then even after, when they went back, you know, backstage and were interviewed more, he couldn't even say thank you. Like, he was crying still. And yeah, he just really was having a hard time collecting himself. So it just goes to show, like, that, I mean, must have been such a hard time for all of them. And then to be here winning Artist of the Year and Album of the Year and all the other awards they've received, it's like, yeah, I mean, really, what a relief that all of this work and hardship has paid off.
Yeah, I mean, and it was clear that he just couldn't hold it back at all. And, you know, it was definitely a striking moment, I think, for all of them. I don't know if Jin, like, I mean, they had to have all known that he was gonna say that if he said that. Like,
I think they were building up to it a little bit. Like, they definitely had to have talked about what their speeches, what they would say. I mean, Jin wouldn't just say that.
That's why J-Hope was, like, so emotional already at the beginning. Yeah, and Jin wouldn't, he couldn't just say that without, like, talking to everybody else.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was disbanding.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was really sad, and it made all of ARMY just kind of rethink what has happened over the past year, and it has even more meaning now that they've won all these awards. Let's move on to something much more happy and exciting, which was the performances that they did at MAMA Fans Choice Awards in Japan, and then also MAMA in Hong Kong.
So at the MAMA's Fans Choice Awards in Japan, they did Fake Love, and it started with this really cool VCR. So I'm just going to kind of go through what happens in the VCR. Mm-hmm. It's not that long, but a lot of kind of like little things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the camera, like, goes through various keyholes, and then it stops when Jungkook appears in, like, the middle of one with the words "I am here" written on the screen. And then it shows all the other members' faces individually before the camera pulls back out through the keyholes. And then it shows the words "Who am I?" question mark.
Yeah. And then again, it shows all of them the members individually with phrases such as I don't know me, who are you? I make beautiful lies for you. I pretend to be strong. Let all my weaknesses be concealed. And then finally it says, I'm so sick of this fake love. And then it goes to show, like, all the members wearing different kinds of masks. And it kind of goes back to those stories of that we see from HYYH.
People also talked about the masks. They could, like, kind of be like the masks of their, like, personality, you know, like, it, like, especially J-Hope's mask. I saw people talk about that it had, like, a clown and, like, a bunch of different, like, happy faces and whatever, but, like, they kept flickering through and, you know, like, he always has, like, this happy persona on, but that's not, I mean, nobody can be like that all the time, you know?
But then we see, like, Namjoon with the reflection and then, like, the mirror kind of glass layering over his face. Yeah. And Taeyong has, like, red paint puffing around his face. Like, that one is just really, really neat.
Yeah. So then they have their intro dance. And it starts with Tae lying on top of, like, the backup dancers. And he starts to intro the dance. And then all of the members appear one after another doing this, like, interpretive dance of the music. But, like, the lighting is super dark, so it's hard to see. I can't imagine that anybody who is actually there, like, especially sitting up high, could see anything.
Yeah, it was really dark. ARMY was like, I wish I could see it. But yeah, it was pretty dark. But there's also these two large hands on stage with these ribbons thrown over, like, the fingers. And I saw on Twitter, someone said that they think that they're the same large hands used in the No music video, which I didn't go back and watch No, but it looks just like them. You know, those, like, large white sculptured hands that they have, like, next to the staircase that they walk down. Yeah. Which would be really cool. I mean, what were they going to do? Like, throw those hands away? I don't know. But they brought them back.
Brought him back.
But then we see like Jungkook appear, and this part was all over the internet where Jungkook goes down and does the splits and then like bounces right back up. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him do the splits, but wow. Talent.
But wow. Okay, so then they all line up in a line, like straight across the stage, and they look down, and we get to see like a camera shot from a bird's eye view. So they're looking down and they see themselves projected onto the stage floor wearing cloaks, and they all like reach out for themselves, and then each one walks away while their cloak version fucking floats away and disappears. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool.
And then they go into the choreography for Fake Love, but they start performing the rock version of Fake Love, which I don't know if we've seen ever.
Not live.
Yeah, yeah.
So then RM's verse starts, and like when he comes in, he's just so hyped up and powerful. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was watching this with Jordan, and he goes, like when we paused it so I could write stuff down about it, mm-hmm. he was like, his impact.
And,
like, in reaction to Namjoon.
His impact.
In reaction to his entrance. And I was just like, Jordan, did you just say his impact? And he was like, yeah. Like, are you on Stan Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. And I'm like, are you really? And he's like, no, I'm not. Like, why? And I'm like, people on Twitter all the time, I'm always seeing people be like, oh, look at Jin. Oh, his impact. Like, mm-hmm. and it can be about anything, like how handsome or sexy or beautiful they are, or like about the fucking speech at the UN.
Yeah.
Like, and it was just so funny.
Or they
funny.
Just like look into the camera and were like, oh, his impact.
His impact. But anyways, I just thought that was a funny reaction. Yeah. And really, at that part when Namjoon comes in, really, his impact. Yeah. Like, wow.
Also, we have to talk about how J-Hope is wearing these lace-up black leather gloves, which I didn't know I needed in my life, and now is another freaking kink I have, like all the other new kinks I've developed since standing BTS.
God. We need a list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so also, does J-Hope's part seem longer to you this time? Yeah. I don't know if maybe it's like slowed down for the rock version or the live version, but it seems longer, mm-hmm. because like we get just more of him on screen, it seems like.
Which is great, because his verse in Fake
it's
Love,
amazing.
It's, yes, it's amazing, but it's so short. So yeah.
Way too short.
Honestly, all of their performances, I kind of noticed that the songs were just slightly altered a little bit. Like even Anpan Man is, and especially when they do Airplane Part 2 in Hong Kong, I'm like, this is just a little different. They just add in kind of longer verses, or they just like kind of drown out the sound a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess like, you know, they got to dance too.
So then the dance break comes and they all just fall to the ground. And then one by one, they stand back up and they look completely limp, like puppets, and that their hands are being dragged up by like strings.
My God.
Yeah.
So like puppets. Okay. So like, that's what the hands on the stage made me think of. Like, it looks like,
yeah.
like the fingers are controlling like dolls on the strings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a marionette or something. Like, that's what those hands kind of look like, 'cause they're kind of looming over them. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after they like are pulled up like puppets, they fall back down again, and then the backup dancers come in and hide them. This part is just fucking amazing. We see Jimin come up to the front and then fall back onto the backup dancers, who lift him up and like carry him to the back, and it's just like, it's like they're displaying him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Because something big is about to happen. So then all the other members come up to the front and dance a little bit. But then we see Taeyong and Jungkook go to the back where they had just like lifted Jimin up and like carried him back there. And then we see mm-hmm. him. I didn't even know how this happens. Like, I've watched this so many times and I'm still like, he's defying gravity. I don't know how they pull this off, but Taeyong and Jungkook basically just like grab onto Jimin's hands and they like throw him up in the air. Like they lift him up into the air and he's just like arching his back like real dramatically. But I just don't know how he was able to like fling forward like that.
So much core strength.
I mean, really, that's really what it must be.
It's like, you know, those jumps that like you try to do when you have PE gymnastics, when you're like in third grade and you like roll back on your back and you try to like jump up from your back. I don't know what they're called, but it looks like he's doing one of those, mm-hmm. except he like came all the way fucking up into the air and like his body was like straight out and like curved around. It's crazy. Like an acrobatic type move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So at the very end of the performance, the screen shows the words, "Take off the mask and face yourself." Mm-hmm. And then we see all the members' masks we saw at the beginning of the VCR wipe from their face and they remove their black hoods and then smile.
Yeah, they all smile. So it's like they're facing themselves. They're taking off their masks. Like it's really that whole we're leaving this era kind of thing. Like we're learning to love ourselves finally. And so when that happens at the end, we see Jin remove. So they all kind of like pull back their black hoods, but Jin fully removes his black coat and he reveals this complete white outfit underneath that reminds me or is the same outfit from like the HYYH eras where he's like sitting in that, you know, room with that white bed and he's in that white outfit with those white flower petals. I'm like, oh my gosh. But then we see but then we see on the screen the words, "I can be your hero," and it's black font against a white background, so it's just so much brighter. And then we see all of the members now dressed in white and in a white room. And they all just, like, look happy.
And then Enrique Iglesias comes out and performs, "I Can Be Your Hero."
Oh, that would have been a surprise.
Okay. They got Enrique? Okay.
So then they go into Anpan Man after this.
Yeah.
And we see more things written on the screen. There's a lot of stuff that's written on the screen. So they say, "I didn't know what power is. I didn't know what love is, but you taught me how to use power." And then it also says, "You taught me how to use love."
Yeah. Then the screens above the stage come together and like make a spaceship. And really they have like this space theme. So the most important part about this performance is Namjoon and his outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Namjoon is wearing a NASA spacesuit. God. And well, the thing is like, we kind of know it's so Namjoon. Cute. We kind of, when he comes up from below the stage, like we kind of know it's Namjoon, but his face is kind of hidden. So, and J-Hope is next to him and he's like holding out something, but I don't know what he's holding, but it's really cute. But then he eventually takes off like the hood of this spacesuit and we see Namjoon come out from beneath and he's just so dorky throughout this whole performance. Like he's kind of dancing like a robot and he like goes and shakes Jin's hand and it's just so funny and he's just being a total dork.
He's just like really 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 cute. And especially like at the end, like at the end of the performance, he falls back onto the ground and the like the hood is on and he just looks so adorable. Like it's adorable.
And they're all kind of wearing these like puffy metallic jackets or just like puffy jackets. Not all of them are metallic. But I have to point out that Taeyong is wearing this black visor that's like backwards on his head. Because when I saw him at first, I'm like, what is on the back of his head? And then he ends up pulling it to the front and it's a visor. And this boy could wear anything and make it look like the newest trend. Like,
he can wear a fucking visor backwards.
Yeah.
And make you be like, what
is
that?
And it's like under his hair too. I don't know. It's amazing.
God. Okay, so let's talk about Mama Hong Kong, because this is like so much also. Mm-hmm. So at Mama Hong Kong, they perform Airplane Part 2, and then they have an Oh, Are You Late 2, like Love Yourself remix, and then they perform Idol. Mm-hmm. And this is, we kind of touched on like the Melon performance last week, or I guess yesterday, whenever
the episode comes out. Sorry, guys.
During Airplane Part 2, it starts with Tay walking out through stained glass doors, and it like kind of resembles him walking into the bar for the music video.
Mm-hmm. And so he kind of runs out of the shot. So we see him walk through, but he's taking up the majority of the camera shot, and then he runs out of view, and we see Jimin sitting on top of this long table with these red curtains behind him. And then there's several other dancers around him, and they're all dressed like servers. And like a nice restaurant kind of server. And they're sitting in the chairs around him. So Jimin's in this flowy white outfit. And right when the music starts, he snaps his fingers up in the air. And then he like jumps up and he's like now standing on the table. And the dance really is just him like hitting the beat perfectly in sync with every movement he makes with his body. And it's just really neat to watch.
Then two dancers come right in front of him and they grab each other's hands and they hold out their arms so that they make a circle. And then fucking Park Jimin from the table jumps into the air and just falls perfectly through the dancer's arms. And you know what? If that's not enough, this fucking boy fucking bounces back up and flicks his damn collar at us and then smirks as he walks towards us. And it's fucking... Oh, it's unapproachable.
Yeah, okay? He comes out very unapproachable. He really knows how hot he is. Uh-huh. Like, he knows that him jumping through those, like, guys' arms, that he was killing us. And he did. God. And then he just is like, yeah, I just did that. And he's kind of just smirking up at us, like, okay.
Yeah, I just did that. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
God.
So then the camera pans over to the other members. And we see Soap do some choreography together. And they do some super fancy footwork. And this part is just really awesome to watch, too, because we don't really get to see them together all that much. Like, I don't know when the last time we really got to see them do choreography together, but they like tap each other's feet and they both kind of go down and do splits and, you know, pop right back up again and they high five. It's just a really great dance. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised by it. Like, the footwork was crazy amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then the camera pans over to Taeyang, and he's just kind of doing his typical Taeyang dancing, kind of. He does some body rolls. He looks real good. Mm-hmm. And he goes over and grabs a rose, and he smells it and then tosses it out towards Jin, which Jin's part is what really kills me, and I don't know why. I mean, I do. I love him, but...
Yeah.
Jin is over there and he's just walking towards us already and he fixes his jacket, which I don't know why when they like mess with their clothes, that's so hot, but it just really affects us. But he like, you know, pops his jacket a little bit and he goes up to these two dancers and one kind of like crouches down and Jin puts his foot up on that dancer and then the other dancer's next to him and he goes and grabs a hanky off of him and he just like flicks his hanky down real fast and kind of moves it around and then tosses it over his shoulder. And like, it's too much. I just keep thinking like they know how hot they are. They really just are acting so cocky, but I'm okay with it.
What's so fun about Jin's part is that, like, everybody else up to him has done, like, some crazy dance, you know, like, really amazing footwork, mm-hmm. moving a lot, and he's just literally, like, walking and staring and killing us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we see June standing with his back to us as he gets measured with tape, like tape measures by the dancers. And like, it's like he's getting his clothes tailored. He turns around and rolls up his sleeves and grabs his suit jacket and lays it over his shoulder as he walks away and like waves his hand out as a gesture for us to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see each member walk one by one across the camera, kind of shot like diagonally to go sit into their chairs.
Mm-hmm. And so then behind that red curtain that Jimin was previously dancing in front of, the curtains pull back to reveal this massive runway that has Jian Jungkook standing there at the end. And he starts walking towards us, and Airplane Part 2 starts to play. And I don't even know how to describe his dancing. All I know is that we're all attracted to it. But he's just feeling himself. He's in this white outfit. And honestly, it looks tighter to me than all the other members. But he's really just feeling himself. Like, he's doing a lot of body rolls, kind of doing these small steps while he's kind of hopping down the runway.
Yeah. His jacket is really tight.
Yeah, the jacket is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also his forehead is exposed.
Also his forehead.
Completely.
Like, and this video has already, like, this clip of him has already been edited so many times of, like, you know, with, like, sexy music, like, over it. And, like, he's also, like, already, like, a meme. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now he's, like, he got on, like, regular people's Twitters, like, as a meme and shit now. Yeah, like, really.
That's great.
So let's talk about this Oh Are You Late To Love Yourself remix. This was just like a really quick and like really unexpected kind of addition to this performance.
Yeah, it's almost like an intro to Idol, which is, it's strange, but it works really well. So we see all these backup dancers marching down through the stands, like out in the audience, and they come down to the main stage and they all kind of line up on the stage on that long runway that we just saw Jungkook walk down. And then there's like this electric guitar kind of playing, like this rock music. But then we see the dancers step to the side, and then the camera zooms forward, and June is coming up from below the stage, and June, he's in this long black robe. And he says a couple things to us, like he holds his fist out, and I'm not sure what he says. It's hard to kind of hear it. But he turns around and walks up these stairs that just like magically appear behind him, and he turns around and just starts rapping super fast. And as he's rapping, we see each member come up from below the stage one by one as he says, I'm so sick of this fake love. And it's really, really impactful. I hate to say impactful after we just said that's like Stan Twitter terms, but it is.
His impact. No, but like he was like shouting it, and like he had just like spit his verse, like whatever he said, like I mean, so fast, and was just with so much like power and passion behind it. And then he's just shouting fake love, I'm so sick of this fake love, like repeatedly. It's like, damn, it is impactful.
Yeah. And so all the members kind of join him in singing fake love, or shouting basically fake love. So then all the members, once they're up, then he starts shouting like fake love. And as he shouts fake love, it looks like each member is like either getting shot or like punched, and they all fall back, and then their platforms fall with them. So they all just one by one go down as Namjoon says fake love.
Yeah.
And yeah, just a lot of impact. And it was shocking to see. But then we go into Idol right after that.
Oh, yes. So Idol, like there's this dark stage with a voiceover from Namjoon, and he says, I'm not afraid to face myself. We are Idol. And the black screen behind him simultaneously shows the words "We are Idol" one by one in big white letters when he's saying it, which just gives like a really cool effect. So next, the screen opens, and from it comes BTS sitting across this giant geometric lion's head. So the lion has like a silver face and hot pink eyes and this like bright magenta mane and this geometric design, which actually is like a theme for the kind of the whole stage. And within the geometric design, there's some white and turquoise and orange just to kind of show depth. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting on this big, beautiful work of art basically. And the camera zooms in on a few of them just one at a time. And just like, holy shit, it is too much to handle.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like you can't make it through without needing to pause it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it zooms on each one of them and they're just like lounging on this lion's head.
Yeah.
And when it zooms in on Taeyong, he's like sticking out his tongue with his head cocked back and he's wearing this red velvet suit to match his fucking incredible red hair.
Yeah, he was wearing over like this red suit. He was wearing this like thin white floral jacket that was kind of like the shape of a suit also, but he ended up slipping it off of his shoulders and wore it kind of like a shawl instead of like a jacket. So next we see J-Hope and he is just like staring down the camera. He's leaning against the lion, looking cool as fuck in this like olive green metallic-y suit with that giant pointy collared blue dress shirt, like those fucking over exaggerated bigger than 70s collar. Amazing. Like only J-Hope. Only him.
He looks so good in green though.
He really does. And his hair is like slightly curly. It just like looks, he just looks so classy and fucking good.
So then we see Jungkook from this incredible side profile shot of him. And he's like cracking his neck by rolling his head around. And he looks like he's just trying to get loose. And so he's wearing a white button up and it's only buttoned up to his chest. And then a black ribbon tied along the edge of his shirt collar beneath a black suit jacket that is bedazzled with these like big black stones.
It's such like a powerful look for him.
Yeah.
Like, so next we see Jin, who is squatting and terrifyingly staring down the camera. Like, what the fuck? Like, he has his like black hair, like his bangs are falling in his face and he's like kind of glaring up through like one eye, like under his eye. It's just too fucking much. So he's wearing this white button up shirt and it has stripes on it, which I don't know why, it just seems like such a Jin thing. Like, he's like, I want a vertical stripes shirt. But he is wearing this shirt underneath this fabulous like bluey purpley hanbok, and then he has these awesome just like navy blue dress pants and he just looks fucking good. So like before the song even really starts and it's just barely instrumental, Namjoon says, "Sing with me," and like the entire fucking crowd starts like singing along to just like the melody of the music, and suddenly like this award show has turned into a BTS concert.
And so then we finally get a shot of Yoongi, who's also sitting on the lion, and he is just like vibing out. And he's wearing this amazing velvet sparkly blue suit that's bedazzled and embroidered all over the back with floral designs. And it has this red trim. And he also has like this red silk scarf hanging down from the back of his neck. And he looks so good. And his hair is kind of like tousled too. Like it looks a little messy and he looks great. Really, during this performance, out of everyone, for some reason, Yoongi stood out to me the most. Like he went so hard for this performance.
Girl, yeah, we're going to fucking talk about it because it's true. So right after we get that little shot of Yoongi, we hear J-Hope and he says, "Make some noise." Mm-hmm. And then they like get right into the dance. Like the song starts, they start dancing. It's go time. So once again, Namjoon, when he starts out with this like super powerful verse, and we haven't talked about what he's wearing yet.
Yeah, no.
Namjoon is wearing this fucking emerald green velvet suit with a white button up, and the collar is kind of like rounded with this little design around the edges. Mm-hmm. So it's really cute, but his like emerald green fucking suit looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing the typical thing, the idol choreography. We're not really gonna like go over that because that's not new.
yeah.
But it's just like really for this performance, it's highly energetic and like really all of them are really excited.
Like really excited. I mean, you can tell that they're putting so much energy into this performance.
Yeah. More like, I'm not going to say more than normal, but like they all really want to be heard and they all like, it's quite obvious they all are working their absolute hardest to like do their best. They're like, we're on this stage, we're having this performance, we have to work our fucking asses off. So I want to talk about Jimin in the chorus because
yeah, you do it.
Speaking of like working your asses off, like we can hear you, Jimin, like during the chorus, his voice just comes through so well. And he does this little like growly voice when he says, "You can't stop me loving myself." And he kind of growls on myself a little bit.
Yeah.
And he just owns it. And I just love this line for Jimin. So every time I get to hear him sing it live, it's just like, yes, I love you. I love it. And we haven't talked about what he's wearing yet either.
Yeah.
So he's wearing all black, like black slacks and a black button down. And then he has this white florally scarf tied around like one of his front belt loops and this purple suit jacket that's, it has like a black bedazzled trim, like little black rhinestones around it.
Mm-hmm. And he also looks so great. Like all their outfits are just
amazing. Oh, and like the perfect silver fucking hair. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. So then during Hoseok's verse, they all break away from the choreography and they start walking down this runway strip of the stage. And they all look like these powerful fucking models, like the men they are, like walking down towards us. And it's just so powerful again.
And I just love that, like, they get like that break, you know, they're just like, okay, we can walk. Yes. Uh-huh. But yes, then we get Yoongi.
So then we get Yoongi and he's coming to snatch all of our souls during his voice, during his verse, of course. Like, he is yelling his verse, staring right into the camera, and he just looks like such a badass. Like, this is the part where I was like, man, Yoongi's going so hard. Like, he's just spitting it and he's just kind of like, like, he looks like he's coming for us, really.
Yes. But he fucking dabs on us.
He does dab.
Like, when it goes,
he's like, yeah.
But really, do we expect anything less from Min Yoongi? He always goes fucking hard. Like, the stage is his. Like, this is just, he has to fucking own it. So, I mean, it was, amazing.
And then when it gets to Jungkook,
oh my God.
Yes, when it gets to his verse with "I love myself," like, wow. This, I think, has gone viral too on the internet. He's just killing all of us. But he is in the middle of the runway and his hair is blowing back. Like, I mean, his forehead, I don't think I've seen this much of his forehead ever.
So much of it, ever.
Yes, like, it's parted in the middle and it's just exposing everything. And
yes.
Oh, I still think we should do a forehead episode because it's really a thing.
It really is a thing. We fucking have to figure out how to talk about foreheads for an hour. Then for a split second, when he's doing this fucking walk, he fucking pulls back his lips and bares his teeth a little bit. And it's somewhat of a smile, but it's also like threatening. And especially with his strong brows and even stronger jaw, like, ooh, I don't know. I get scared and like excited all at the same time.
And then Taehyungi, we finally get a good shot of him, like right up close. And he just does this typical smirk right before he does this. I just love it. He went really hard for this performance too. I mean, he had his heart and soul into it. I mean, they all did, but him with that red hair, like I've seen like fan site, you know, Tay fan sites, the pictures of him, the like HD and how his red dye was sweating down and like dripping down his face. He just looked threatening. He's dangerous. They're all dangerous.
So Jin's part of Idol is not necessarily special because of the choreography, but more so because of his amazing vocals. Like, and I just have to mention it. Like, his vocals are so beautiful live. Like, it makes me miss him so much. It makes me sad that like we don't know when we get to see them in concert next. Because like, especially in this performance, like his tone is so wonderful. His vibrato is everything. His vocal maturity just like makes him such a fucking powerhouse. Like we've said, I don't know, hundreds of times. And like, so right now his voice is like the powerhouse and it is here for this performance.
Yeah. I can't wait to see. I really hope that we get to see them again in concert. I really do. Me too. Because I always knew that Jin's vocals were beautiful and perfect, but hearing him live during Truth Untold and Epiphany, it was like, God, I wasn't prepared for that. Yeah,
no, like I mean really literally brought tears to our eyes. Yeah. So at the bridge, we don't have to talk about the whole thing, but I just have to talk about Jimin right there. I didn't get like the exact minute and second of a video at this point, but right there at his high note, he looks up at us at the right at the camera with like this demonic face. And I actually tweeted it if you can't find it. So go look on our Twitter because I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, you guys can't even tell me that he's not like half angel, half demon. Like, anyways,
demonic. Yeah. But just overall, this is a really strong performance of Idol. I mean, they really all put in all the energy that they had, which I feel that they do for all of their performances. But for this one in particular, their visuals, their vocals, the choreography, everything was just stunning and perfect and completely on point.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, and I mean, even like the stage lighting was so cool. Really bright, vibrant lights, much like we saw at Melon, but just like more of a geometric theme. So it just, it was visually really cool with BTS and like with everything going on. There
was so much color. So much color. And yeah, like vibrant lighting. I really was just a beautiful and stunning performance. But then after the last chorus, you think it's about to be over, but no. They're like about to sit down and then they're like, nope, we're not done. And they just start dancing around and they vibe out around the stage singing oh oh ooh oh that part. And like Yoongi counts like 1, 2, 3 and God. BTS just start like rocking out, like headbanging, like rocker shit.
Rocker shit. They like, how did they work a fucking encore into like an awards show performance? You know, like they were literally about to end the song and then they like they're halfway sitting down and then they twist their bodies back up. Nope, we're gonna dance for another minute and a half.
But like this part for me, watching it, seeing them looking out into the audience, they are just hyping everyone up. I'm like, wow, not only are they just such great producers and songwriters and singers and rappers, whatever, but they're also just such great performers. The fact that they can get everyone so hyped and their interaction with the audience is just impeccable. I love it all. Like, they're so amazing. But seeing this at the end is just, again, so powerful.
I feel like as much as we talk about BTS, we don't talk about how amazing they are when they actually perform, you know, like we talk about the type of people they are, the music they make or like whatever. And yeah, all of that stuff is important and why we love them. But like their stage presence and their performances that they put on truly are just like so amazing. Mm-hmm. And this was definitely one of them. All of their performances at MAMA really were just, I mean, another really incredible few performances for the books, I think. Mm-hmm. Not to be cliche, but you know.
No, yeah, totally.
Yeah. So at the end of this performance, the stage probably went black. I don't know, like the video cut off. So just imagine that's what happened. It went black and they all
went back
to their seats.
Everyone was probably just screaming and yelling. And then they like went in to go receive album of the year and artist of the year. Yeah.
Yeah. And cry and cry and cry.
Yep. Gosh, we were not ready.
No, we weren't. Man. So, that was our chat, our little discussion about MAMA 2018. Mm-hmm. We highly anticipated this award show for like, it seemed like 6 months until it finally arrived.
Yeah. Because we saw MAMA 2017 from Mic Drop. We were like, oh my gosh, if that was MAMA 2017, what's 2018 going to be like?
What's 2018 going to be? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
incredible. Of course.
Another incredible year for BTS at MAMA, both in wins and in performances. We had so much fun talking about this performance and this topic. If you enjoyed this topic, there's a few ways that you can let us know that. You can let us know by contacting us via email, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your feedback. What was your favorite parts of MAMA this year? Let us know. You can also let us know that you like this episode by supporting us either on PayPal and Patreon as a donation or by writing a review and a rating on iTunes. And you can find links for all of our social media and the other ways to support us down there in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away 2 tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.